Hey everybody, Raul here for Bass Musician Magazine, and today we have the great honor and pleasure of chatting directly from Italy, Vittorio Longobardi. Yay!
Hi, thank you. Nice to meet you.
My pleasure, Vittorio. I've seen so much of your activities on social media stuff, both Instagram and Facebook, and it looks like you're doing a whole bunch of things. We're going to want to talk a little bit about that, but let's go back to the beginning. How did you get started in music and on bass?
Yeah, I start on bass at 15. And the first year after 5 months that I start to play, I think that my best experience to form me as musician. Mm-hmm. I play with a band that with people that have more experience of me. Mm-hmm. I play about 30 concerts in that summer.
Wow.
The first 5 or 6 concert, I stay on the stage. So I have fear, but not for what I play, to move on the stage. After there was the big school for the stage for me, mm-hmm. in this summer. So after, when I go to play with other people or other guys as me, I don't have fear of the stage. I know how I must stay on the stage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And are you self-taught, or did you go to school to learn more about music?
For the first 3-4 years, no. I start to study about 19.
Okay.
I study with a teacher near the city where I lived before, Salerno, in the south of Italy. But all teacher that played with a singer, famous singer. Mm-hmm. After I decided about 25 years to come in Rome. Now I live near Rome, and start play with and learning bass and music with Massimo Morricone.
Okay.
Yeah, and then before at home as private lessons, and after in a school that he have, Percento Musica, mm-hmm. in Rome. Now I am a teacher in Percento Musica.
Very nice, very nice. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because among the many things you do, you not only do you play bass, but you write songs and you teach. So that's
even
more that keeps you busy. Now, looking at some of the videos, it seems like most of what you play is rock, kind of, or maybe more kind of rock popular music.
I prefer rock. I start with rock. So as a peak that I sent to you, that was the peak of about 15. Mm-hmm. I start to play, listen to Steve Harris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I Steve Harris, Deep Purple, but I listen to the music of my country, of my region. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am in love with the music of Pino Daniele, that was of Naples, and many musicians. Mm-hmm. I like to play like this musician. So I have I am lucky, because in 1 year, in 2013. I play at a concert where that organized Pino Daniele.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That there go many singers. I go with Teresa De Sio, another important singer. For me, it was beautiful to stay on stage and see Pino Daniele and the other musician that I have started to learn as they play, and they look me.
Nice.
In fact, the first concert, because it was 5 concerts, the first concert I was under the stage and look at the musician, I think. I start to play, listen to them. Wow, now I am on the same stage. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Well, and are you playing with any particular band, or are you pretty much kind of a free agent? Because I've seen you playing kind of with a lot of different groups.
Okay, I have a band that I play from 20 years, Audio Magazine. Mm-hmm. It's many Latin rhythm. In fact, we have 2 percussionists and a drummer that is a great drummer, Kiko Garedo, because he have studied So in Brazil, so he meet the classic drumming with the percussion. I learned many things, played this song. Then I played with a singer, Teresa Desio, and I record 3 albums for 11 years.
Nice.
I do many things, like the 1st of May in Rome, a big concert with 1 million of people under the stage.
Wow.
The bass there, you have any boom, boom.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. You don't need all the amplifier.
Nice. Very nice.
And now I try to extend my meeting with other people. I have gone in Berlin. Yeah, I meet many musicians. I record there at the famous Gold Watch studio.
Okay.
Played with other, with the rapper too. They looking for me when I go in Berlin. I go to a jam session with rapper, drum, bass, and they sing.
Nice.
Yeah. And now I start a collaboration with an artist Swedish artist, Veronica Grand. I have played one song or rock song, and now she asked me to record relaxing music.
Mm.
So I play with the fretless, with the acoustic double bass.
Mm-hmm.
Try to open to all meet that can arrive, not only in Italy.
Nice. Well, and because you're surrounded by so many basses, we should ask, how are you getting your sound? What are you playing on?
Usually now I use this.
Mm-hmm.
Precision, 16 precision. But I have another, a P51, but there isn't with me. It is in Berlin, because I leave one of my base there. So when I go there one time at the month, I have an instrument there.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the aeroplane is a little problem, not simply.
Yes.
So one time I leave there. Then I have a 5-string, I have a Lakeland,
mm-hmm.
Skyline, a bass, Tobias, basic,
mm-hmm.
Pre-Gibson. For me, the sound of bass is the Tobias. But the Tobias is more, not simply, many times on the stage.
Mm.
Because you have many bass frequency, so it's not simply. This and the other Fender is not, you don't have a problem. You put it on directly on main and you play. And usually, as now, this sound arrives from a Valve DI, from an Italian artigiano in English worker.
Sure.
Yes, it's Valve, and I use it to record too.
Nice.
That after he done this for me, it's not Valve, but it's high impedance. So when I go to play, I have my in-ear, this, and if I need my effect, only this, and I play.
Nice.
Because many times on stage, you have the amplifier, go down, go down, go down. It's impossible. So I have this, a Shure, and play.
Yes.
And the string, I use the Richard Cocco.
Okay.
I'm a friend of Alfonso from Richard Cocco from 25 years.
Nice.
I use only these because my finger play better with the Richard Cocco.
Absolutely. Well, when you find something that feels right under your fingers, you don't want to change because there's so many variables, you know, so you kind of dial in what feels good. And do they last pretty long for you? They give you a good amount of playing time?
As I said to my student, okay, you studied, I learned to you the technique, But the first thing of technique is give to the bass the right sound. After I say to them, if you want go fast, go fast. If you don't want go fast, it's not the problem. The important is the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I study, I practice in at home, I practice without amplifier. So, because I think that in this way you can feel better the sound of the wood, mm-hmm. of your bass. Because now I am a Baldié or an amplifier, modify the sound, it's not the same of this. If you can play this and have a good sound, after every amplifier or the eye,
sure,
the sound goes, yes.
Any situation you find, if you've got your basic sound, it's going to carry through.
The sound is in your end.
Exactly. Now, I also must notice you have an NS Design upright, but you also play acoustic upright as well.
Okay. Yeah, I start to learn with the teacher in Rome, mm-hmm. Massimo Morricone. He have played the double bass with Chet Baker, great double bass player and bassist. But I don't go on the classic. I do another time the same exercise that I have done on the bass, on the double bass, funk, all.
Mm.
So I have a way to play that is more similar to the bass. A bass in another position.
Exactly. So, exactly.
For me, is this.
Well, and
but many times I have played the bow. So
yes.
In the last tour with Teresa De Sio, we start with a violoncellist,
mm-hmm.
but after they don't is in the yet in the tour, so many parts I have done with the bow. There are some peaks or some recording I have this, the double bass and the bow. One part of the song after the bass.
Yeah.
but it's beautiful when you can realize this, play this and have the same sound, the same impact in the music after you go down the stage.
There you go. Well, and I believe that Victor Wooten has an electric bass that he can play with a bow. So it's kind of a mutation between the two. All very interesting stuff. When it comes to your teaching, you teach predominantly at a school, or do you do online classes as well?
I teach to a bassist, and I have teaching to the band.
Okay.
Okay. The student of school, so I have a singer, guitarist, keyboards, drum, and usually I start with some song, and then as they can play, I don't start with a song and say you must do this in the same way. So after I see write the music for mm-hmm. every instrument. During the pandemic, when we are at home, I continue with the lessons on stage, but not only with the bassist, with the band.
Yes.
So I have this is my mini Mac that mm-hmm. I use for recording for work. I have the Skype connection with 6-7 musicians.
Mm-hmm.
They say one, you record, okay. We mount it on Logic, okay. Play the other. It's really difficult, but when I start to teach as a to the band, I have I think that me as musician learn many things.
Absolutely.
I'm usually I listen to all the instrument because I think that my part is good when I play together the other.
Mm-hmm.
But when you must write thing for all the instrument, you play better your instrument, the bass.
Very true, very true. Well, and yeah. As we look ahead, what plans are there in the future for you, Vittorio?
Now, I think that the next month I go in Sardinia with the band Audio Magazine,
mm-hmm.
that I played from 20 years, and we play for the, let's say in English, Carnevale.
A carnival.
Carnival, yes. For 1 week, we play every night.
Good.
One day we play before in a square at open.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will be very warm.
Nice.
And after a big structure, about 3,000 people every night, we start to as Dracula at midnight. We start to play.
Gotcha.
Then I have other project. I think to return in Berlin as soon as possible. I have played in September with a singer that I recorded in Berlin. I play in Erzid in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
She is Blue Call. I think that we have other concert. I have a concert with my friend, a little band, Trio d'Autore. Many times we play without amplifier. Me with the Ugo bass, guitar and fisharmonic in the streets.
Nice.
And then I think in July I go with the harpist. That is a very interesting project because we are like a power trio: drum, bass, and she with the harp. But we done every rock song: Nirvana, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, with the harp. I think that we go to the World Festival of the Harp in Brazil in July. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a harp that does drop key tuning. I've seen basses that do drop key tuning, but I've never seen that. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's not simply with the harp. Every song, because we have the turning in a C,
mm-hmm.
major C, all the C, D, E, F, and for go on bemol and diesis, as say in English.
Flats and sharps?
Yeah, sharps. Yes.
Yes.
You must move and change.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And she in many song change when play.
I saw.
Yeah. Ma.
Yeah.
Really, really difficult.
Molto difficile.
Yes, yes. I see many times before we start the song, she thinks, okay, this song, tum, 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 tum. Close your her eyes. Tum, tum. Okay, start.
There you go.
Very. And in that situation, many times I use the synth bass,
mm-hmm.
and Novation.
Nice. Very nice. Well, and if people want to stay on top of what you're doing, they should go to vittoriolongobardi.com, right?
Yes, yes. There are many sections, the live.
Mm-hmm.
About every week, I on the main page, I have I change a video. I done a video usually I put video that I make here at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you play in live, not many times is good the sound.
Yeah.
The recording sound. I have a page where there are the online lesson. There are 9 exercises for the first technique, a page where all my collaboration with the link with the Spotify, YouTube,
mm-hmm.
Many peak of my live, and connection with other live video.
Nice. Well, and I want to remind people too, because I've seen you on social media, if they're looking on Instagram, VictorBass74.
Yes, yes.
Perfect.
VictorBass74, yeah.
Very good. Well, Vittorio, it's so great to get your story, to hear all these wonderful things that you're doing. People, make sure you check out all of the good work that Vittorio is doing. You've seen him here, Vittorio Longobardi, on Bass Musician Magazine. Ciao!
Thank you.